This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good evening, I'm Derek Stahl in the ABC 10 News studio. The COVID surge happening around the country has reached San Diego. Cases countywide spiked 40% this week. There were 7,000 new cases between May 12th and May 18th. The previous week's number was less than 5,000. Experts say this shows how important it is to be vaccinated and be up to date on boosters. They also recommend wearing masks in crowded indoor spaces. There is another sign of our economy's rebound from the pandemic. New numbers out today show the county's jobless rate dropped to an even 3% last month. That's down from 3.4% in March and a whopping 7.3% a year ago. We're also doing better than the state as a whole. California's unemployment rate is 4.6%. The controversial policy keeping migrants from being able to apply for asylum will stay in effect for now. We're talking about Title 42. It was used at the beginning of the pandemic during the Trump administration to send back migrants and asylum seekers. The concern then was that migration could help COVID spread. Well, there's been a big backlog of migrants waiting in Tijuana for the chance to present themselves at our border. The Biden administration planned to end Title 42 on Monday. However, today, a federal judge ordered that Title 42 must stay in place while a challenge goes through the court system. The Department of Justice is appealing. Let's check now on our weather. ABC 10 News meteorologist Angelica Campos is here with a look at some cloudy conditions.
That's right. May gray will continue into the weekend on Saturday. It'll stay cloudy, 67 degrees. Drizzle will be possible. In fact, it'll be possible tonight and also early in the morning. Temperatures will stay in the low 70s in our inland valleys with clouds to start and a better chance at sunshine on Sunday. I'll have the rest of the forecast coming up.